Sports.com.
Seven after the hour, Dex Steffens Good Day program for the 3rd of January. Joining us in conversation in this hour, Maria Bailey from Mom Talk Radio, Jennifer Horn, Rich McFadden, Clay Cohut. Roberta are back later on this week. Men are more likely to tell lies than women and feel less guilty about it. 3,000 people were surveyed. Researchers found out that the average man tells three lies every day. An equivalent number would be, if I've done the math correctly, 1,092 lies.
Wow.
A year.
And Tiger Woods above that.
Yeah.
However, the average woman appears much more honest, only doesn't tell the truth 728 times a year, about twice a day. So I want to go around the table here. Jennifer, when's the last time you knowingly did not tell the truth?
Oh, gosh.
According to this,
I know.
Yeah.
Oh, this is a bad. Well, this isn't that bad. But last week when my family was in town, my grandfather and his wife, they didn't want to go to my cousin's party. So I said they were going to meet my Uncle Dave. Sorry.
That's what you told the people at the party.
Right. But I went to the party, so I kind of just lied for them. Does that count?
Well, it means that you didn't tell the truth. But if this number is correct, there are at least two things that you've said, like, in the last 24 hours that weren't true.
No, I'm trying to remember.
What have you said?
Now, this includes white lies, too, right?
Not necessarily, no. This is more...
Because I consider that a white lie.
Well, here are the top 10 lies. I have the top 10 lies for women, the top 10 lies for men. You want to hear...
Oh, that outfit looks good on you.
All right, go ahead, Rizzi.
Those are white lies.
You want to do the top 10? You want to do the big voice announcer?
Sure, hold on 1 second.
The men's top 10 lies.
Number 10.
It's just what I've always wanted.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Number 9.
You've lost a lot of weight.
Mm-hmm. Number 8.
Sorry, I missed your call.
Number 7.
No, your bum doesn't look that big in that.
Number 6.
I'm stuck in traffic.
Number 5.
I'm on my way home.
Number 4.
It wasn't that expensive.
Number 3.
I had no signal this was going on.
Number 2.
Nothing's wrong with me. I'm fine.
Number 1.
I didn't have that much to drink, really.
Number 10.
Number 10 in the women's department. It's just what I've always wanted.
Number 9.
No, I didn't throw it away.
Number 8.
Oh, I've had that ages.
Number 7.
I'm on my way.
Number 6.
It was on sale.
Number 5.
I've got a headache.
Number 4.
I didn't have that much to drink.
Number 3.
It wasn't that expensive.
Number 2.
I don't know where it is. I haven't touched it.
Number 1.
Nothing's wrong with me. I'm fine.
We should make a lie doll, like an excuse doll, and you could voice it. We'll just pull the string, and you know, people don't have to do it themselves. It takes them out of the equation.
But those are white lies. We use all of those lies all of the time.
All right.
Don't
so,
we?
What would be a serious lie that wouldn't be included in there that you might have?
Officer, I did not kill that woman.
You're right. Yeah.
I wasn't speeding.
You weren't speeding. All right, that's what those are.
White lies are there to protect somebody's feelings or to keep you from getting. A regular lie is like, did you do this? Yes, I did it, when you actually did not do it.
I lied yesterday.
What'd you lie about?
I was hanging out with this girl in my building. She needed a place to stay over the weekend, so I offered my apartment. And by the end of the weekend, I was getting extremely annoyed with the girl and just wanted her to go back to her own apartment. So I told her she had a subletter in her apartment until, like, the person was supposed to be out by noon yesterday, but it was 1 o'clock at this point. And so I said, look, you got to get your stuff out. I have things to do for the rest of the day. I'm going to hang out with my friends, and I won't be at my apartment all day.
I wouldn't have said, the other thing I wouldn't have said that I'm going to have to go hang around with friends. Just say, I need to leave, and you need to be out of here at 1 o'clock.
Yeah, because everybody knows you don't have any friends.
You're right.
Yeah, that's,
right.
Luckily she's not a listener to this program. Right.
I think you get into trouble when you put too many details into
it. Right. Thank you, Maria. Yes. Don't say that there are too many people who go way too far in explaining things that don't need an explanation. It's none of the other person's business. You have something that you want to get off your mind. Don't make an excuse for it. Yesterday, perfect example. I have a woman who's running the milk store now, who's a wonderful human being. But she can't stand it
when people are in trouble and who are who need some kind of attention. She can't stand it if that isn't handled as part of a resolve to many times greater problems. So she's supposed to be working with a colleague, with a lady that has been at the store since it opened, and the lady has problems, and we've had problems with her husband, and you know, it's been around and around for 3 or 4 months. So yesterday I was really annoyed because there were supposed to be people in the store helping her do the work. That was part of the deal, and nobody showed up. So she gives me all these excuses for why these people didn't show up, and I keep saying it doesn't make a difference. They haven't done what they said they were going to. They're not living up to the agreement, and that's not fair or right. And then she keep going back to, but it's these people that have the problem, and I said to her, Mary, you're not hearing what I'm saying. They may have a problem, and that's a shame, and it's perhaps they can fix it, but in the meantime, I have a problem because you don't have enough help in the store to help you do things that need to be done. And beside that, I'm paying you more because you're working more hours than was the agreement with the other folks who are working here. But they have a problem. They have. She kept going back to it. She couldn't get herself out of the way of these people and their problem, which she doesn't know this, but we've been dealing with their drama for months and months and months, and it's time for it to stop. And that's what I was trying to say to her, but she couldn't get it. She couldn't, it didn't compute with her. She just wanted, she said it didn't bother her that she had to work more and she could take care of it because she felt badly for the people. I said, Mary, you have to, if you're working more, I'm paying you for doing the work that I've already paid them to do. And
right, so she's your peacemaker.
Right. Well, she wasn't the peacemaker in this service. She was trying to make me feel better about knowing what I already know, that they have problems, but they made a deal with me conscious of their problems, and they haven't lived up to their deal. So I'm not happy about having to do something that is beyond, especially her, having to do something beyond.
The fun part of all this is when you, as the employer, end up paying more money because of these people's problems.
Right.
And sure, she doesn't mind helping out because the people have issues, but it doesn't cost her more money because you're paying her to do work that you've already paid them to do.
Right.
Or in my example, I end up paying more experienced people who make more per hour to come in and fill in for people on weekends because they have an issue.
Yeah. Right. And that's
that
the way it
goes.
Just
cost me $100.
Around and around and around and around. And it's just not, and it's not fair. It's not right. It's not just. How did we get off onto that tangent? Why did I tell that story?
Lies.
Oh.
Lies.
Well, I know. These people telling me that this is a problem and it isn't really that problem. It's another problem. And, you know, you can see through that stuff pretty easily. And then you lose your goodwill aimed at those people.
Let's cut through all the stuff. What's the last lie you told?
Me?
Knowingly. I mean, you go ask all of us, so let's cut to the chase. What's the last lie you told?
The last lie that I told?
If I'm going to guess, it's about somewhere you needed to be and you didn't want to be there and you made up a story as to why you couldn't be there.
Well, that happens for occasion.
Yeah. That happens with all of us. We all do that.
Right, it does. That I was happy today.
Yeah, that's a big lie.
When did you say that?
Yeah, when did you say that?
I said this. I started off okay. My intentions were good when I started. The essence of where the day has gone, however.
But it was earlier today, because since I've been here,
you're just uncomfortable.
Yes.
It's not that you're unhappy. You have a new situation with your headphones and microphone, and it's making you uncomfortable.
Yeah.
That does not mean that you're unhappy.
It does. I'm really unhappy.
He's unhappy.
There's no need to be.
I understand.
Trust me on that.
Well, it's right. Change, and Doug's not really good with that.
No, that's not true at all. I don't mind change. It's just...
No.
You want change to sound nice.
Yeah, right, exactly. I want to be able... For it not to be a distraction, because normally I am, as you know, and for those of you who may be new to the program, if there's anybody... Bob Kay and I have been working together since 1968. If there's anybody who's in this country, anybody on the radio anywhere... who is comfortable in front of a microphone, it's me. There is nothing about being in front of a microphone that bothers me in terms of what the content of whatever I approach, I'm always pretty comfortable. Even if I've messed it up, I can usually find my way out of it and not have it sound too much like it's messed up. But when there's something about, I'm now smiling about this because I'm a creature of habit to a certain extent. I am used to traveling and having different circumstances technically around me and rolling with the punches. It's easy because I've not encountered anything that I can't overcome. But there's something about this combination of things and...
You're laughing.
Bob, I have this old, I love this little control box that I have here that I've had.
It's a mixer. Yeah.
It's
mixer.
2 feet to your right.
I have had, go ahead, I'm turning your
it's
microphone.
It's 2 feet to your right. That's what's causing the problem.
It gives me control over various things.
Didn't you just tell Maria that you controller. Are that you don't mind change, yet you're selling?
I don't mind change.
Right, then this, get a new mixer.
If it's changed for the good, well, maybe that's what we have to do. Maybe that's what we have. But I love, this old box has been with me around the world.
Let's don't bother the listeners with this. I have a solution. I have an idea.
All right, Bob has
an idea. Don't bother the listeners
right.
with it.
Okay, we won't bother the
you
listeners.
You are funny.
All right, so now I'm. That's I said I was happy.
All right, so then
I have
now you
happy
told the truth.
Already.
But you're happier now, I can tell. Your cloud is lifting because you're talking about it.
Well, because I'm getting close to the end of the program.
Do you want
to
hear me, do you want to hear me breathing some more?
Oh, yeah.
I can hear when Clay picks his nose, that's how good this sounds.
Oh, you heard that?
I heard that, yes.
Just be glad Roberta's not here because all of us.
That's what I was thinking. All morning, I'm so happy Roberta's not here because if I listen to all of that stuff.
She would be taking her spoon and her soup bowl just to annoy you.
Yep. Yeah. You hear the breathing, yeah.
Anyway, okay, so
we're
enough
okay
about
today.
Me. That's,
it's
going
to be good tomorrow.
It'll be good tomorrow. All right, see, there it is. Tomorrow, folks, you can worry about or think about tomorrow's program.
Meanwhile, the listeners
today. Who
right
it?
Now, we got a radio show to
they
do.
Had no clue.
18 after the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program.
Real people, real nasal congestion.
Hi.
How are you doing today?
I have been congested for the last 10 days, and it is so frustrating.
Would you like to give after nasal spray a try?
I would.
As soon as you feel any difference, let me know.
Just 45 seconds later.
Wow. I can breathe through my nose. Afrin has made me happy. Is that a silly statement? I would absolutely recommend Afrin to others.
Afrin starts working in seconds. Why suffer? Use as directed.
We here on the Good Day program have been talking a lot about the healthful benefits of probiotics over the years. Our friends at Digestive Advantage, who make Sustanex, now have a formula to help you with a wider variety of gastrointestinal ailments before they become a problem instead of treating the after effects like so many other brands do. You know about the special probiotics that are in Sustanex. Well, add to that. Digestive Advantage, unlike other probiotics, survive passage through stomach acids to grow in your digestive tract. Digestive Advantage also helps break down complex carbohydrates, which when they go undigested, trigger digestive problems. You know the story. Gas, bloating, diarrhea, those things. And with a strong immune system and with Digestive Advantage, you don't have these problems. So right now, get a 30-day supply for less than $10. That's right. The other comparable products are $20 and $30 a month. $10 a month for Digestive Advantage, available at drugstores and supercenters like CVS, Walgreens, and Target.
At Better Oats Oatmeal, we asked ourselves, how can we make the world better? Sky bikes that run on hydrogen? The world's biggest snow cone? Or we could just offer the world better oatmeal. So we got to work. We made instant oatmeal infinitely more awesome. Say hello to Better Oats brand oatmeal with 100% whole grain oats plus real fruit and flax. It's hearty, tasty, and comes in 28 varieties like dark chocolate and chai spice. It's simply better, and we guarantee it. If you don't think so, we'll give you your money back. Go to BetterOats.com for more information and to find a store near you.
Can I really tell what I feel about everybody today? Like this,
go ahead. No hold chest.
You know how annoyed I am with all of you today?
Hey!
No, that's the general.
Jennifer never does anything to annoy you.
Jennifer's fine.
I'm the one who cranks you up.
Yeah, you really are. Yeah. Maria, once in a while.
I'm staying out of your way today, dude.
Yeah, I know you.
I wish you would have done this 2 hours ago.
You're really cranking me. That would have been fun.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, HempUSA.org brings you a new formulation of microplant powder with lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Microplant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At HempUSA.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, Microplant Powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608. 1-908-691-2608. Or visit us at HempUSA.org today.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
If you're serious about playing college football, give yourself the competitive edge with the National Underclassmen Football Combine. The NUC is the longest-running underclassmen event and the most respected combine and football camp in the nation. Specifically designed to give athletes early recruiting exposure, there's no better time than now to compete in the National Underclassmen Football Combine. Call 888-NUC-MVP1 or go to nationalunderclassmen.com to find out more.
How you buy?
Monday, the 3rd of January, 2011, and John Paul Jones, his real name is John Paul Jones Baldwin, bass player for Led Zeppelin, is 64 today.
Wow.
And A Whole Lot of Love is something that we certainly can identify, like Stairway. It's one of those Led Zeppelin classics.
Yep.
And what a difference in style from one to the other. In fact, it's Sir George Martin's birthday today. He was the responsible party for the Beatles in terms of production, getting their air studios working right. He's a genius, genius.
The guy is a genius.
Really, really.
He arranged their music and made them what they were.
Yep, he really did. Rock and Roll Hall of Famer George Martin, born this date 1926. Let's see, we have Dabney Coleman, birthday today, 78 years of age today. Let's see here, what was he? What do we think about him? 9 to 5?
9 to 5 was probably one of the bigger ones, but he's
President
been in a ton of things.
President Twain is missing.
Yeah.
He was in Buffalo Bill. Let's see here. The Rocket Hall of Famer, Bobby Hull from the Boston Bruins. You like hockey, Jennifer?
I love hockey.
His birthday is today. Guy is, he's 71. Ooh.
Wow.
There's a sticky wicket. Stephen Stills' birthday is today. Stephen Stills, as in Crosby, Stills, Nash, and Young. Sometimes without Young, right? Crosby, Nash, and yeah.
He was one of the sane ones.
Yeah, the other guys have too much drugs. Buffalo Springfield was his first group. I've told you the story 100 times about how they got named. Want me to tell it again, Richie, or not?
Make it quick.
The the two members of the original group were traveling from Buffalo, New York, to Springfield, Massachusetts, and they were involved in construction on the interstate, stopped, and they were looking around, and they saw one of those
steamrollers. When you put the asphalt down, you know how they go over it with a steamroller to pack it down. It was made by a company called Buffalo Springfield. So they thought, the trip is from Buffalo to Springfield. Here's this a piece of equipment called Buffalo Springfield. It must be.
It's a sign.
That's the sign for what we have to call our group. And they had three or four hits. They were a little less mature than what you got at Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young. I think that's the best way to
describe it. Yeah, it was definitely a little bit earlier.
Right, exactly. That's a good way of putting it. Victoria Principal, the actress, is 60 today. No, she's 60. Yeah, she's 60 today.
Still looks very good.
She does, Richie. As a matter of fact, doesn't she do all those skin cream commercials?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah.
She looks great.
Very, very good. Mel Gibson, we all... You know his middle name is Colcumcille?
No.
C-O-L-U-M-C-I-L-L-E.
Huh.
Won an Academy Award for Braveheart, 1995, so his birthday. Now let's see if we... When we look at the things that are all about the people who are of January 3rd, dynamic, creative, sharp, quick mental responses mark your life. You really work on projects and ideas. Well, he's done that pretty much through his career, hasn't he?
Yeah.
He's an independent filmmaker.
He's got a big one to work on now.
Yeah, he's got a lot. And work and vocation is not his problem. His problem basically is imagery, but does it go, or does it get fixed? Will people give him any credibility at all?
He's done.
I think pretty much people have written him off.
Sad. We all like him, but he's...
Right, but he's a drunken fool.
Right.
That does not, by the way, show up anywhere in his chart that I can see. So I don't know about his moon and where his rising sign is. I think his head's up as you know what, though. 28 after the hour.
An important anniversary in art history is here.
The 150th anniversary of the American Civil War, and anniversary programs run for 5 years because obviously the Civil War ran about that long.
I'm Aileen Ellis. This is Primetime Focus. Civil War commemorations have started.
What's great are battle reenactments.
Peter Greenberg is a travel editor for CBS News.
You'll see the Owsley battle reenactment in Lake City, Florida. That'll happen in mid-February. You'll have the Battle of Bentonville. That'll happen in March. Charleston, South Carolina, huge series of lectures, retrospective music and film festivals.
There's also the War Between the States weekend in Cumberland, Tennessee. For more information on years of events, go to CivilWar150.org and also check our website.
I'm one of those people that think that if you don't remember the past, you're condemned to repeat it. Even today, there's so much we still need to learn about the Civil War that will help us to move forward as a nation.
That's Primetime Focus, brought to you by AARP. I'm Aileen Ellis. Hear all our programs on the web at aarp.org/radio.
Could switching to GEICO really save you 15% or more on car insurance? Is trying to sneak out of a really boring meeting wearing tap shoes a bad idea?
Sales growth has increased 2.9%. That's a reflection of aggressive... Ben, where are you going?
Nowhere. Headed back to my seat now.
Switch to GEICO now and you could save hundreds on your car insurance. For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15%.
Listen, learn, and win on your schedule at DougStephan.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today. Berkey, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209. And the Berkey Guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Hello. At OfTheField.com, we strive to empower you with wild food preparedness. We get lots of amazing positive feedback, most of which we feature on OfTheField.com. Here's a small sample of all that people like you have to say about the wild food experience.
I have about 15 wild food guides on my bookshelf, which left me wondering if I even needed another book. Boy, was I wrong. My knowledge exploded to an entire universe of wild foods.
In olden days, it was the norm to know which plants are edible and which are not.
Dear Linda, just wanted to let you know I received your book today.
Wow. I watched the DVD last night. I was awestruck. What wonderful work you have done. This information can bless many people. Thank you. Again.
Thanks again.
Your book has given me the most hope and inspiration. Thank you.
Folks, thanks for letting us help you get back to basics. Read all of the testimonials at OfTheField.com. You can order online for you and your loved ones or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE to share in the secret.
Forget everything you've been told about long-term food storage. When all hell breaks loose, you'll need the single most effective way to get high-powered Delta Force nutrients to your family fast. Like any Special Forces commando, you need a plan. You need a Black Hawk Down food plan. Introducing the Survival Sprout Bank from Solutions from Science. It's your countertop survival garden. Yes, grow fresh greens right on your countertop in just a few short days. Sprouts are the green shoots that emerge from newly germinated seeds, and they are powerhouses of living, easily absorbed nutrients. The Survival Sprout Bank is a complete kit with nothing else to buy. And with sprouts so easy to grow, even children can grow emergency food. Call 877-327-0365 or go to SurvivalSproutBank.com. That's 877-327-0365 or order online at SurvivalSproutBank.com. Survival Sprout Bank, your Black Hawk Down emergency food plan.
To business here, you guys.
Yes,
sir. Fooling around, please. It's a serious radio program. This is the Doug Stephan Good Day program. Jennifer is here, and Roberta is here, and Maria Bailey is here, and Clay Cohut is here, and we tend to get off the rail sometimes during this hour because people, it's like having too much to drink. People get intoxicated by being around one another sometimes.
So they hear a little slip, and then they think, oh, okay, I can do that. And then it's
this is when we get a little giddy.
Yeah.
I'm drunk on your love.
On hot flash.
Well, we've been working at this for, I use the term loosely, for now 3 hours or so. So we tend to, just get a little frisky here this hour. That's okay. You can do that. You have our permission to be that way if you would like to. Hello, hello, hello. Breaking up. Where's that song, Neil Sedaka, Breaking Up Is Hard to Do? Remember when... Na, na, na. It's hard enough. And so, as a result, a new business has been formed.
Is this one, another one of those?
Yep.
Yeah.
There's a new website that will help you. It's called idumpforyou.com.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Please check this out. This is the website of the day. You can put that up, Clay, at gooddayshow.com. Idumpforyou.com. For a price, they will break up with your boyfriend, your girlfriend, your wife, anybody. People saying it's horrible. My God, can you imagine anything this terrible? Especially if you're married. Pretty nasty. But it is one of those things that people are just so afraid. They're so full of fear. How do we approach this? So you hire this guy at idumpforyou.com. And Roberta's already there. She's checking it out.
Absolutely.
Boy, people could really take this one the wrong way.
I dump for you. It's hard to dump that way.
I feel terrible. Yeah. Hey, Mom, go take care of this for me, would you?
So here's this guy named Bradley who will, for a nominal fee, take the hassle out of your desire to break up with whomever you are with. He says something like, quote, Jacob wants me to call you and tell you he's breaking up with you. Bradley will call your boyfriend, your girlfriend, your husband, your wife, and dump them for you. idumpforyou.com. He'll even record the phone conversation in case you want to post it on YouTube.
No, that's mean.
Beautiful.
Everybody to hear it.
But you know what's good about this? Whoever's the dumpy, it makes you instantly less sad because you're so angry that whoever you're with couldn't break up with you in person that it actually helps
you
get over your...
You were with a jerk to begin with.
Yeah, so that's actually a helper.
Hey, maybe I could use this.
Yeah, but what if...
Ooh, we could do it on YouTube.
Yeah, y'all pay for it, I'll do it.
I'm sure you would.
Put on Tidbit.
All right. Don't think... you can imagine what the comments are about this. I'm looking at some of the... Facebook comments about this. You're really less of a man if you have somebody call and break up with you, with your girlfriend for you. Another comment. I absolutely believe a person ought to do it themselves. I'm coming from the old school. Another comment. In person or on the phone? Let's see here. What's another? Do you really want to get a call from some stranger? Guess what? It's over. I don't think so. So, let's see here. This guy will do the dirty work for you. Let's see. $10 for the basic breakup. I'm looking at the schedule.
Only
look
10?
At the,
that's
look
cheap.
At, yeah, look at you're looking at this idumpforyou.com. You're there, Roberta. You see the price list? $10 for the basic program. $25 to call off an engagement and $50 for the divorce call.
That's not bad. Now, cheap. Is it recorded or does the guy do it live?
No, he calls up live. Calls up and says, I'm calling for
better.
And... It's the deal. What?
That's better than the prince who broke up with Kate with a text message, remember?
Prince who? Kate who?
Kate, in England.
What?
The prince.
They're getting married.
Yeah. I know, but they broke up like 6 months ago when he sent her a text message that said this isn't going to work out.
Really? So
yes.
What's going to happen when they get divorced and she gets half of the royal jewels?
No, I guess he's going to break up via text message.
Can Queens and them get divorced?
Is
this prince?
Prince Charles got divorced. King Edward.
Fergie
got divorced, but King Edward moved to America to marry Wallace Simpson. What's her face? Remember that in 1940s? King George was it King? No, it was King George.
Back in the old days, Clay, they used to just cut their heads off.
Does anybody else get a little creeped out by Prince William?
Do we?
Yeah, because I don't know if you've been keeping up with it in the tabloids, but, you know, I do my part for the show, and I like to keep up on all this stuff.
Yeah, I appreciate it.
Did you know that he asked her to wear, not only did he give her Diana's ring, but he asked her to wear Diana's dress.
Ooh.
And so she said, ew, no. And he goes, really? You don't want to wear the dress? She says, no, I can't do it, too much caught up with it. And then he goes, well, how about her crown? And so she's trying, or her tiara. So now he's trying to get her to wear Diana's tiara.
So do you think that this is more I want somebody to be my mother than
mommy,
it is?
Mommy.
Really?
I kind of do.
Instead of just like, it's tradition, it's with my mom.
Mommy.
Yeah,
the dress is, I could see the ring, right? Yeah.
The ring.
She did wear the same color dress when she announced the engagement. Did you notice, did you hear that?
No, but that's just creepy. Yes. Creeperton, come on.
Creepy.
And the Queen Elizabeth is excited because she didn't want Kate wearing the dress or the tiara, so she said that she can go in to look at all the crown jewels and pick something she wants to wear on her head instead.
There we go.
Wow. Well, I didn't know that. It's pretty much a known fact in England that no one talks about that Harry isn't of the same father as William. Ooh.
When
I was in London this past summer, some of the friends I have there were saying, oh, you know, like everybody knows that Harry is not
Yeah, where'd the redhead come from?
He doesn't look like Prince Charles at all.
But. Well, and apparently the guy that Diana had the affair with, if you put the two pictures up side to side, but it's like one of those conversations that nobody has.
Really?
Yeah, that's what I was told. And they told me to Google the father's name, and I would see it, but I haven't done that.
How did we get from break? Well, I guess this is a normal.
Father.
Maybe
breaking up.
What we should have is the. How much would it cost for a royal breakup? They ought to be a couple grand for that, right?
Oh, if this guy called.
Yeah, right.
Now here's a picture of him side. I don't know if this is the guy, but the guy that they have a picture of him side by side. Yeah, he's a spitting image.
Uh huh. There you go, hoochie coochie. Yeah, da 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 da. So if you're married and you can't call your own husband and tell him you want to get a divorce. This is the way to do it, apparently. I dump for you. That's what it is, the website. 200 people have left breaking up to Bradley. So far.
I do it just for fun. Can I pretend to break up with you, Doug? I'm going to pay the $10. Just
help yourself.
Just
$10.
To see what it sounds like.
Yeah, it'd be fun. Record it.
And then I want you to cry, and we'll put it up on YouTube. It'll be fun.
And then Barbara Walters can say I have an emotional problem because I cry like Boehner does. Maybe Boehner's just got too much tobacco smoke around him, and it's getting in his eyes. That could be his problem. Dr. Brendan Greer, who is a psychiatrist, checked out the website. He says, I think it's a great way to attract attention. It's a lousy way to deal with a relationship. Duh. You really think so, Doc? You had to get a shrink to tell you that story? But it's, yet again, another example of where we are going with the tools that are around today, in a sense. Although this guy uses the phone. Much as anything else, some people send emails, that sort of thing. Would you really use idumpforyou.com to get rid of somebody? Now that I've said that, I bet you another 200 people will use it.
Exactly.
What do you bet? Huh? It's inevitable that somebody will come up, this guy needs, we all like our businesses, et cetera, so why not? 800-510-8255, start a business. Breaking up is hard to do. 17 before the hour on Good Day.
This is Troy Aikman.
And Hulk Hogan.
If you've ever thought about trying Rent-A-Center, now's the time. Pay nothing until February 5th and get brand name appliances, electronics, and furniture with no credit needed. Satisfaction guaranteed.
So let me get this straight. You pay nothing until February 5th? Not even a buck?
Not one.
What about two?
Nope. Free until February 5th, only at Rent-A-Center.
$3.
Quit it.
This is a rental purchase transaction. Offer ends February 5th, 2011. Excludes special event rentals. See store for details.
Real people, real nasal congestion.
Hi.
How are you doing today?
I have been congested for the last 10 days, and it is so frustrating.
Would you like to give after nasal spray a try?
I would.
As soon as you feel any difference, let me know.
Just 45 seconds later.
Wow. I can breathe through my nose. Afrin has made me happy. Is that a silly statement? I would absolutely recommend Afrin to others.
Afrin starts working in seconds. Why suffer? Use as directed.
Cable TV rates continue to skyrocket higher and higher, and the profit-hungry cable giants have pushed consumers around long enough. It's time to push back. Cut the cable and get Dish Network installed free with absolutely no equipment to buy. Here's the best part. It's just $24.99 a month for an entire year. That's right. Call now and get Dish Network professionally installed for free, plus an HD video recorder for free, over 15 premium channels, HD free for life. And if you call in right now, Dish will throw in HBO and Showtime free for 3 months. Dish Network is waiting for your call and can have you watching TV as soon as tomorrow. Call 800-696-2921. Imagine all your favorite movies, sports, and shows in crystal clear digital quality for far less money, and you won't have to deal with the cable company anymore. At $24.99, they're giving it away. Call now for full details. Call 800-696-2921. That's 800-696-2921. Again, 800-696-2921.
A very wealthy U.S. citizen is predicting that in 2011, we will witness the most important day in America in more than 50 years. He says it will change everything about our lives, the way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your own family. Now, this man has made some outrageous predictions over the years. The crazy part is he's usually right. You see, he predicted the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties. In fact, Barron's called his work a dire prophecy. Recently, he created a video which you can watch online for free detailing his biggest and most important prediction yet. And it's a real eye-opener. I can't stress this enough. You should at least watch this free video online today. He explains everything you need to know, including simple steps you can take to protect yourself. You can find the video at www.endofamerica12.com. That's endofamerica, the number 12.com. Watch the free video at www.endofamerica12.com. That's endofamerica12.com.
Could switching to Geico really save you 15% or more on car insurance? Do mimes make even less sense when you can't see them?
The mime is stuck inside a giant invisible box. Now he's drawing an imaginary door. And now he's opening his imaginary door. And the imaginary door just shut on his fingers. Now he's doing an imaginary cry.
Switch to Geico now and you could save hundreds on your car insurance. For a free rate quote, visit geico.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15%.
Huh. Oh, okay.
That's you.
Fascinated with all of these things floating around in my ear. I don't know which is which.
Yeah.
Ellen Nordegren. Former...
Elin.
Elin? I thought it was Ellen.
No, Elin.
You sure?
Yes.
Yeah, that's Tiger Woods.
Right. I don't remember asking Roberta for her 2 cents on this. Tiger Woods' ex is now dating a 35-year-old South African man that she met while she was going to Florida College. Kissing and cuddling. Wow.
Well, that's nice.
How much, dating
him from Sweden?
Is she living in... No, she's down in Florida.
She came back to Florida.
She got the house, didn't she?
She bought a house in Sweden, and she moved there.
No, she's back. So here's what I want to know. I dump for you? How would that have worked?
Oh, yeah.
Do you know how many $10 phone calls that man would have had to make?
It would have bankrupted him.
Woo, I hope they have a payment plan.
Jeez. I dump for you. Is there any... Do we really think that she's cute? She's kind of skinny, isn't she?
Oh, she's beautiful.
No, she's very good looking.
Is she?
Yes.
She just looks kind of boring. I guess that's what it is. She has that face that just looks like there's not much going on
there. I love to get going with this one. Ellen.
Elin.
Jennifer loves to gossip. My God, does she love to gossip.
Isn't it fun?
Oh, it's just... All right, so let's see if we can find some other stuff here for you to gossip about. I had noticed that Kelly Osbourne and Jennifer Hudson have remade their bodies.
Mm-hmm.
Osbourne lost 50 pounds. Hudson apparently gone from size 16 to size 6.
Yeah, she's gotten really thin. She's doing Weight Watchers. She's their spokesperson.
So what do they do with it? Is that all they do is just lose weight? How do they keep themselves shape? Do they follow Maria's routine of staying in shape, or is it just they lose the weight? If you lose the weight, you don't get on some kind of an exercise program.
Oh, no,
you're going to gain it back.
Yep. She has Harvey Pasternak, who does Jennifer Hudson. She's a big time trainer.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
So does she look the part, or does she just look?
Look at you. I know the name of a Hollywood trainer.
Yeah, that's
a celebrity trainer.
I live here.
Maria Osmond marrying her first husband again.
What?
Stephen Craig is his name. She told friends, I'm getting married again. That's what Michael would have wanted. She married her son's father again. There's something a little loose here.
Yeah.
You think?
But, you know, grief brings people together.
Yeah, it's true. It does. You're right about that.
Good and bad. Who knows?
Yeah. Let's see here. Kelly is the daughter of Sharon and Ozzy. Somebody stole her bank card during a trip to New Orleans, charged $2,000.
Yeah.
She tweeted, people who steal are the lowest of the low. What blanker? Uh-huh. Can you do that on Twitter? I didn't realize you could do that. Can you tweet? We were just talking about the tweets.
You're supposed to.
Can you use profanity?
No FCC on Twitter.
Yes.
No, I understand that, but...
Why wouldn't you be able to?
Jennifer Aniston, speaking of I dump for you, has a lot of ex-boyfriends. Apparently she's friends with a few of them. She had a holiday party at her home, and two of her former boyfriends, Gerard Butler and Christopher Gartland, who's an actor, most people don't know who he is, they were there together, and apparently they spent the night.
Oh.
All right, come on, Jennifer.
Both
What's the
of
rest
them
of that
together?
Story? Yeah.
Huh.
How about that?
Gerard Butler's adorable.
It's the holiday feeling. Da 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 da. La la la.
She has a playbell.
Here's the thing. Jennifer Aniston spent Thanksgiving with Chelsea Handler, apparently.
Yeah, but they're on the outs now, Doug.
And Chelsea Handler apparently has a big mouth.
Mm-hmm.
And what they shared personally, Chelsea Handler shared at a comedy club the next night.
Well, Chelsea Handler went on and on about how she thinks Angelina Jolie is the scum of the earth.
Right.
And was really ripping her.
Right.
And so Jennifer Aniston's now apparently mad at Chelsea because she wants her to leave Angelina alone.
Well, but that, they shared stuff, you know, in private.
Right.
No, that. That's pretty unfriendly. 51 after on Good Day. Let's spend the night together. Now I need you
more than ever. Sore throat? Spray that with Dermatol. Diaper rash? Spray that with Dermatol.
Ouch!
Burn or cut? Spray that with Dermatol for shockingly fast relief. If you had room for only one first aid product in your preparedness kit, you need Dermatol because it works on almost every skin irritation or injury. All natural Dermatol brings amazing relief to burns, cuts, scrapes, bites, boils, shingles, rashes, elderly skin tears, even chronic diabetic ulcers and bed sores. Dermatol is an all-natural, antimicrobial, antiviral, and antifungal wound cleanser that speeds healing with no side effects. It's safe for all ages and skin types, and is even safe enough to spray on sore throats or onto sore eyes. Read our many testimonials at Dermatol.com, spelled Dermatol.com. Order online at Dermatol.com or call 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. Effective, efficient, economical. Spray it all with Dermatol.
Did you know that drinking pure, high alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
A miserable winter continues with no end in sight. Good morning. I'm David Weiss with news that matters. For those of you in southern locations feeling the warmth of the sunshine, maybe sand between your toes, consider yourselves very lucky. For much of the country, it has been a horrendous winter season. This past week, no exception. Snow in the Northeast today. This system actually began in Oregon and moved its way east across the Plain States and the Midwest. Up to 6 inches of snow in and around the New York City area today, which will cause flight delays that will have a ripple effect nationwide. Elsewhere, parts of the Midwest bracing for bitterly cold temperatures. In Chicago, the thermometer will likely hover just above zero with a wind chill of near 20 below expected. A wind chill advisory in effect for much of Minnesota, where it could feel as cold as 20 to 40 below with the wind chill. When it's that cold out, we're told exposed skin can suffer frostbite in a matter of minutes. In Indiana, police, tow truck drivers, and auto body shops were kept quite busy yesterday as dozens of accidents resulted from a winter storm that rolled through the central part of that state. Jay Basler is a so-called Hoosier helper driver. He talked about what kept him busy yesterday.
A few tire changes were difficult because of the snow and the wet. You got to watch out for flying snow pieces and ice coming at you.
Jay says with all the snow they've had this winter, drivers generally know what they're doing on the roads when the weather gets rough.
People are definitely getting used to the weather now. I mean, it's record-breaking snow so far this year, so they know to watch out and be careful.
Of course, there's always that knucklehead who's going to tailgate you and then pass you, doing more than the speed limit in the snow and ice. Not you, of course. The knucklehead is the other guy. Now, here's something else that will matter to you.
My heartburn was like a pilot light in my chest. I never knew when it would flare off.
Until I found Zegrid OTC, the only 24-hour frequent heartburn treatment with two active ingredients, a prescription-strength acid blocker, plus an ingredient that protects the medicine from stomach acid. Just one Zegrid OTC capsule a day controlled my pilot light. So if yours keeps flaring up, try dual-ingredient Zegrid OTC.
Use as directed for 14 days to treat frequent heartburn. Go to ZegridOTC.com for coupon savings. Want to lower the cost of doing business?
Keep your data safe and easily accessible. Barracuda Networks can help. The Barracuda Backup Service is the only data storage solution that combines on-site hardware for rapid restores and cloud-based storage for disaster recovery. At just 50 cents per gigabyte per month and advanced deduplication technology to significantly reduce storage space requirements, the Barracuda Backup Service is the most affordable and efficient data storage solution for any size business. Call 888-ANTI-SPAM for your free evaluation unit. 888-ANTI-SPAM or visit Barracuda.com.
On Wall Street, stocks ended mostly flat yesterday following nearly 7 weeks of gains. Both the Dow and S&P closed down 2 points. NASDAQ with a bigger loss, down 21. Crude oil fell $2 a barrel, settling at $88.86. Sales of existing homes posted a big increase in December, soaring past analyst predictions. The National Association of Realtors reporting existing home sales up 12.3% last month. It was the largest ever rocket launch on the West Coast, a Delta IV rocket blasting off yesterday afternoon from Vandenberg Air Force Base, carrying a classified payload.
We have liftoff. Liftoff of the United Launch Alliance Delta IV heavy rocket carrying the NROL 49 mission for the National Reconnaissance Office.
Reconnaissance Office? Yes, the payload is a spy satellite, which leads to the question, why do we even know about this?
Not much of a secret.
By the way, the Delta IV is the country's largest liquid-fueled rocket capable of 2 million pounds of thrust, and yesterday's launch was picture-perfect. How about this? Apparently being a Supreme Court justice doesn't get you out of jury duty. Elena Kagan was spotted waiting with other potential jurors in Washington, D.C. in a Superior Court yesterday. She became the High Court's newest member back in August. Yesterday, she was just another person wearing a jury badge waiting for a number to be called. She reportedly wasn't selected for any jury and was released yesterday afternoon. Last but not least, we talk about the weather again, which included an ice storm across parts of the Mid-Atlantic earlier this week, and that included the state of Maryland, where a husband and wife, Matt and Daita Strasser, were on their way to the hospital because Daita was having contractions. Their 18-month-old son was in the car as well, but they had to pull over along I-97 because the new addition to the family wouldn't wait. Daddy called 911, and he really did sound cool and calm as he helped mom deliver their own baby.
Oh, my God, Dad is coming up, Dad is coming up. Okay.
All right, maybe not cool and calm, but Matt was under control as the baby was born.
Oh, my God, I'm holding the baby in one hand.
I'm going to keel over just listening to this. Everything went well. Everyone taken to the hospital. Everybody's just fine. I have to sit down. I'm David Weiss. That's the news that matters.
At the Good Day Show, we never shut up.
Blah, 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 blah.
Will you shut up?
It's true. During the commercial breaks, after the show is over,
blah, 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 blah.
Hey, that's all we do is talk. So why miss any of it? And it's only in the Doug Club.
Join the Doug Club for exclusive interviews and behind-the-scenes fun.
At DougStevin.com. Want to connect with Jennifer, Roberta, Rich, or any one of the Good Day crew? Then, hey, check out their team page with photos, blogs, and links to their Facebook, MySpace, and Twitter pages.
It's all on the team page
at DougStevin.com.